Get money and crypto.
I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. Your favorite host, Crypto Keys, back with a special edition this evening. But definitely let y'all tap in with the guy, Gorilla Black. He's going to be chopping it up about the credit card scams, the $20 million dark web situation, you feel me? So make sure y'all tapping into the 66th episode. Happy Halloween weekend, Big Game.
Bro, it's just, yeah. It's just finessing, man. Scamming is finesse. Everybody scams, bro. Like, it's legal scamming and illegal scamming, bro. Motherfucker.
And, you know, there was a messaging technology that was pretty much a Russian technology, and in which where you could message the, you know, all of the different hackers and so forth. And so when I messaged him, how I met the individual, when I messaged him, he hit me back. And so he was like, I said, well, I need 50 cards. And so he sent them to me, and I hadn't even sent him the money. And I must have made maybe about $6,000-$7,000 off of them. And he said, yeah, brother, you owe me this. And I was like, okay, cool. So I sent him the money. And from there, he would just send them. Just send them. And so when he got to the point to where he couldn't actually pay for, you know, the server space to be able to run the equipment and all of the gear to be able to, you know, plan all of the malware throughout all of the deposits that, you know, was pretty much worldwide, I just pretty much took over all of that aspect of it on the billing end of it. And then from there, he was able to pretty much access, you know, my computer, you know, remotely. And then step by step, I was able to learn everything exactly what he was doing. And it was crazy because when you look at it, it's like if me and you standing on a block. But imagine having a big, huge ring full of keys. And each one, well, not a huge ring. Let's just say we got at least 5 keys. Mm-hmm. But we go to each back door and we try each key. And then every time it would crack on my screen would say vulnerable. And then it's like us going to all of them. And so imagine doing that times 100,000 and then times 1,000,000. Imagine going to 1,000,000 back doors trying those keys. And so, yeah, I knew the vulnerabilities inside of Microsoft's system. And so once I understood that, and then from there, he would sit there and explain to me how to actually use, you know, all of the different technology and the malware that be added to it. And pretty much it was a game changer for me because it was lights out, because every time you would go inside of a store, a lot of you don't even realize it, but you take your card and imagine you going in there and you just paying for some milk and some cookies or whatever it may be. Well, when you slide that magnetic strip sends out a series of codes, which is a track one, a track two. And that information goes to a processor. Well, I would get inside of that line, and when that information would go to the processor, it would also go.
It's a scam!
Numbers is the bank identification number, and then a series of numbers that would actually lead to that account. So I would just use track two on everything. I made it a lot easier. I didn't need all of that. And I would just go into a store, 7-Eleven, and I would take 30 gift cards that was on the shelf that had never been opened or never been touched, and I just put them in a grocery bag and walk out the store with them or anywhere I would see them. And then when I would get back to my lab, I would just open them up, and with a program placed on a laptop, it would be plugged into a box, and whenever I would swipe it, it'd go bloop, bloop, bloop. And all of that information, track one, track two, well, I was using only using track two, it would be on that card. And from there, I would give that card to my crew of individuals, and they would pretty much go on shopping sprees all day. Brought up in there with some booty shorts into, you know, Bloomingdale. Actually, you had to dress the part. So I would make sure that she had her hair nice and that she looked like she was someone who had a $5,000 credit card or had access to a $5,000 or $10,000 credit card. And so much, pretty much essentially, once she would just slide that card, it would ring up the sale, and then she would buy items to disguise the bigger play. The bigger play was the actual gift card. So being able to get a $500 Bloomingdale card, which would pretty much retail on the streets for about $300 or $250 or whatever, 60% or half of it. So imagine she got three $500 Home Depot cards, a few $100 Bloomingdale or Nordstrom's cards, walk inside of Walmart, and pretty much you could buy these cards when you buy another product. So at that time, I would let them keep all of the merchandise. All I wanted was a third, a third, a third. A third for me, a third for you, a third for the actual game. Pretty much the cost of everything. So it was a third, a third, a third, a split.
And big game.
I was sentenced, actually, once they took me into custody. What was so crazy is, what is the day? The 18th? Mm-hmm. 2 days ago. Yeah. Would be the anniversary of that day is January 16th. They took me into federal custody, and I got sentenced later that year of 2013, October 10th. I got sentenced October 10th. I was extradited from MDC to SeaTac. SeaTac, which is Seattle, Tacoma, Washington. They have a federal holding that's there. So once that happened, I never forget. I think his name was Judge Gonzalez. And they pretty much, that whole day, man, I was hearing dudes getting 60 months, 70 months, 80 months. I was like, oh, I'm going to get love. And I never forget, I wasn't pleading. I didn't want to plead to the $20 million in fraud. That was, you know, us being slick on some nickel slick shit. We not finna plead to the $20 million. It sounds a lot better pleading to 30,000 credit cards instead of pleading to $20 million, a fraud. So my attorney got up there with the nickel slick shit and was like, you know, we pleading to, you know, these 30,000 credit cards. The judge was like, man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. This is a $20 million fraud case. And just swatted my attorney like, pow. And, you know, during this, with me signing for open plea, my life is literally in the judge's hand. It's not like a regular where I'm locked into a set amount of time. I have my guidelines, which is 108 to 135 months. So the judge can give me within that range, or he could go above it during, you know, behind the mitigating circumstances. Under one bank fraud charge, which I pled to over five of them, bank fraud carries a maximum penalty of 30 years. I pled to aggravated identity theft. Aggravated identity theft carries a 24 mandatory sentence. I pleaded also to access device fraud, which is essentially any device that you're able to use as a communication vehicle for bank information as well. So I never forget it, man. He was like, you know what, Mr. Williamson, today I can give you 20 years. And I just felt like my whole life flashed, and I'm literally sitting here in a black box cuffed. He said, but I'm not going to do that to you. He said, I'm going to give you, for these charges right here, that's going to be 87 months. And on top of that, I'm going to give you another 24 months for the aggravated identity theft. So that's going to be 110 months. But he said, you ever come back up in this courtroom again, I will give you 20 years.
You heard of Bitcoin. Send that bread, my nigga.
And the Tate campaign appreciates your support.
And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. Your host, Crypto Keys. Episode 66, Big Scams Edition, True Crime Edition, Big Crypto Edition. The guy, Gorilla Black, dropping gems. You know, no short change. You got some of these petty scammers, man. I had to drop the big dog on y'all. So make sure y'all tapping into this interview. Make sure y'all run it up, subscribe to the channel, YouTube. Got the NFT videos, the crypto videos on YouTube. Make sure y'all subscribing. Always letting y'all know the big gang. Till next time, and I'll holler. Y'all be safe this weekend.